Hello, and welcome back to Listen to These Nerds. Tonight we're going to be playing more of Fate of Dusk City. I'm John, I'm Ryan the Game Man, with me tonight.
Hello, this is Tyler, and I'll be taking on the role of Graham Rowland once again for the end of this heist, hopefully.
And my name is Sam Bailey, and I'll be taking on the role of Jack Zittelberg, group's resident con man.
And I will be reprising my role as John Zittelberg, and hi, I'm Ari, because I totally didn't mess this intro up at all.
Bizarro.
And my name's Chris, and I will be coming back once again as the role of Yaroslav Reznikov and his best friend and eternal sidekick, Popo, who thankfully was not killed last game.
But we were so close. We were so close to having a monkey down.
Yeah, I mean, but we weren't, and that's a good thing.
That would have been an ending. Like the morning?
Yeah, we face the next heist, and after all of this is said and done, we have a big funeral for Popo. Everyone's dressed in black. Perfect. Perfect final scene.
Jack tugs on John's sleeves and goes, John, why are they burying Popo? He still has work to do.
God damn it. No, we are not Full Metal Alchemisting Popo.
A terrible day for rain.
A terrible no. It's raining.
Standing outside. Who wants coffee?
Yeah, and that's when somehow during the middle of the night, Jack Zilberberg's bed blows up.
Oh, I'm glad that we've already finished up this. We can just call this now, right, John? Like, we can say that was the ending.
I don't think so. I think there's still some work to be done.
Okay. I mean, where were we last time? Do you remember?
Well, you had taken control of the spider-controlled bank and had, if memory serves, had Yaroslav going through the vault
yes.
Valuables.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Yaroslav was going through all the safety deposit boxes. Yep. While the rest of us sort of went on to the next bank.
Yeah. So speaking of, I believe the Baron has a requesting note for how high did it get?
I believe it was 100,000 to 300,000 to 500,000, and that's where we were.
Yeah. So you have a 500,000 note. Request form that you're supposed to be taking to the Poor District Bank, I believe, was the next stop for you.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that that's what we want to do. 500,000 to the Poor District Bank.
Oh, that's true.
Just roll up to those paupers and start taxing the shit out of them.
I believe that it's the Baron heading to the Poor Bank, unless you want to meet up with him between dropping off the last load of gold and going to the Poor Bank.
Okay. I think what would be best is we need to continue it needs to be me and John going there first to continue the line. And then the Baron needs to show up. And then pretty much at this point, it's become automated. I'm not sure if you need to have us do each one of the banks. If you want, we can. But,
Well, okay, so here's the thing. So right now you have you've set up the requesting note from Poor Bank to the Rich Bank. And then from the Rich Bank to the Cop Bank.
Yes.
And now you're going to take the Cop Bank one and go back to the Poor Bank. So you've already been to the Poor Bank. So unless you want to go back and get another
Okay. No, yeah, I understand. Okay, so basically at this point, all the Baron needs to do is the Baron has all the notes to keep doing this, right? Okay.
And I need to do the safety deposit boxes.
Yeah. Well, we need to have somebody come in. And we request each of the safe deposit boxes. But pretty much, besides that, it's all automated. Am I correct in this?
pretty.
Well, it, you know, it's automated until something. It's automated until something goes wrong. Which, I mean, could happen from, say, taking out 500,000 gold from the poor bank.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that. Okay, maybe we want to go smaller on the poor bank. Why don't we go down to 100,000 for the poor bank? Because they'll probably only have a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we can just continue with the others. I think I had the Spider Bank draft up a request for money, because yeah. I was including the Spider Bank in the cycle.
You don't need to do any paperwork in the Spider.
Yeah, because we've got the bank manager is drugged up. Can we have said that the amount requested from the poor bank for the Spider Bank is 100,000, just because that's what we're going to go for.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then that'll make it less suspicious, and we can continue writing out these automated money machines. And what do we still need to do that isn't automated, John?
That's mostly going for the safety deposit box.
All right, so we're going for the safety deposit boxes mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so me and John can do that. And then the Baron can come pick them up, maybe.
So you're going to put in the request, and then I'll be...
Yes.
Okay. Actually, the one doing the opening. Okay.
Yeah, and you'll be just taking them out and moving them. And you know what? Because we have all of the labels... John, can I do a real quick double check? Because I have all of the... dossiers for the different banks and their safety deposit box owners, and I'm also in a Spider Bank. Can I do a check, a roll of pretty shitty? So I'll if anybody else wants to, maybe I don't know, help me with this. Somebody who's really good at maybe clever, and we can double check which names pop up in both the Spider Banks and the other banks list, because we're looking for specifically Spider owned safety deposit boxes, are we not?
Yeah.
So doing this should net us some of the or most of the names that are used in the other banks. Are other people following my logic or my
control? Yeah, we have a list of names and we can compare them.
Yes. So I'm guessing that's going to be a clever. I roll yep. terribly on it. So I'm going to sort of like look over them real quick and like go through them. And guys, I have no. Somebody else here good at with names and recognition?
You know me, the guy who.
And I'm going to sort of like I'm like looking directly at the Baron and I'm like wiggling my eyebrows up and down.
And does this count as a? Business deal? No, it's not a deal, so no.
What if I hand you $5 to do it?
Either way, that's going to be a +5. So I think I'm going to be good.
Alright. find 5 names that repeat on every list.
Oh.
Alright. So, let's prioritize those 5 boxes, because those are probably going to be the ones that we absolutely want. Are there any that only work in, like, you know what I mean? Like, not every list they don't match, but, like, some of them they match with the Spider Bank, and some of them they don't?
Yeah, there are a couple that are matched with the Spider Bank and other banks, but because you know that the Spider Bank is mostly, you know, the bank for spiders, it's more likely that these are spider agents that have an account at both banks.
Okay.
Rather than
I guess we can prioritize those ones as like second, like after the first 5 in every bank.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think what we'll do is we'll use that list of names for each one. Go to each bank individually and in the second loop and sort of say, okay, look, we've picked out these 5 names. We'd like to, that their clients have requested that they move the boxes to the Spider Bank it will be coming along soon, and yada yada yada. Bring those in. Easy. All right. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's fucking do it.
What are we up? Who's on first?
Yes.
John. What?
No, that's on second.
I don't know.
Third base. Anyway.
All right. So, I guess, so you're going to, I'm going to need, we're not going to need to roleplay all this out, because now that the Baron has the notes, for every bank, he can kind of just go in and out, with them. So just give me a roll to assuage fears that where's all of the money going?
For me?
No, for the Baron.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be a careful to keep everybody calm, maybe. It's like, I'm doing paperwork's off here.
I mean, it could be a clever, if you're using clever wordplay.
I would like to say that careful is actually my current highest stat.
Okay, well then, yeah, it's definitely... Oh, yeah, you know, you need to be careful.
Yeah. Very calm, very soothing. Not trying to be too... intense. You know what? I'm going to spend the aspect I made like two sessions ago, Nathan D. Antonio, to give that a +2 to make it a total of 5.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. So, you're met with minimal resistance, varying based on the bank. You're not sure how many rotations you can go through before they start to get suspicious.
Can I help out and also go to the banks to assuade them?
Yeah, you can give them a +2 for doing okay. that.
All right, cool. So I'll do that as well to sort of boost that roll.
Occasionally come in at the same time and talk and just like...
What I was thinking is, do you, like, John, can I come in and stealthily try to manipulate them? Eh?
No.
Aw.
Eh? You're helping out, and that's gonna give it a +2. I'm...
John is so sick of me rolling +7 on manipulating people.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh. Alright. So the Baron is working on emptying all of the vaults in a completely legal manner. So Jack and John, you're going to need to go in and ask about the safety deposit.
All right, sir. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll start at the poor bank.
Yep, mm-hmm. Why not?
So Jack will go in disguised as Barlow Thatcher. Baldo Thatcher.
A very important person.
So important, in fact, that my name is unimportant. You should simply recognize my face.
And I will go in as a very, very, very disgruntled assistant.
Mr. Little.
Sure.
You remember Mr. Little?
I try not to.
He remembers Mr. Little.
He tries to repress his own memories, apparently.
He tries to repress myths. You try to repress Mr. Little, but he cannot be repressed.
But he could if I was a king.
King Little?
Yeah.
He's being repressed.
Help, help, I'm being repressed.
No.
Anyway.
Alright, let's go in. Can I get a meeting with the bank manager?
Yeah.
Good day. I'm sorry to return so quickly, but you see, we've been running through some complications, and unfortunately it seems that a couple of your safety deposit boxes are being recalled to a more central location. You know, crown business and all, and I'll give him like a wink.
Of course, sir. Which boxes did you need to move?
Well, let me just pull up this list of names that John has written down.
And I'll give him the names of the people that we Dustin Skinner, Freeman Sempers, Nakiso Savage, Vinny Arnone, Theodore Tompkins. Why is it not Thompkins? It's a TH. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous, okay? I'm like, and Oliver Clausel.
That's not a real one.
Hey, shut up.
You're all children.
Can we replace Theodore Tompkins? Theodore Thompkins?
No.
John, if you don't allow me to replace Theodore Thompkins, I'm going to refer to them as Theodore Thompkins from now on.
See, this is actually why he wants to end this campaign. Not because of him getting a job.
But yeah. The bank manager, that would be, Zachariah, it says, I was told that those were very, special, deposit boxes. You do have the keys for them, correct?
Okay. Can I ask the Baron real quick to spend a fate point to leverage flashback and remind me in the past that, hey, we might need keys, and those keys might be in the spider bank.
Yeah, sure.
Can we look for them there? I'm assuming so, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So you're going to spend a fate point?
Yes.
All right. And the fate point just basically lets you narratively have done something in the past, correct?
Basically, yeah.
All right, so I'll say that because you assembled that list in the spider bank,
you actually looked at the keys and found the white right ones.
Well, no, you opened the safety deposit boxes in the spider bank, and found the keys for the safety deposit boxes in the other bank.
Oh, nice, perfect.
All right, perfect. So yeah, I guess that's. I'll hand them the keys and sort of say, like, of course, a very tricksy business, these boxes, but don't want to make sure that they're getting in the wrong hands. And, hand the keys over.
Yeah. All right. So you, take those keys. Do you want to know what the contents of the boxes are now, or do you want those to just... for me to just give you the full list of what you get from each bank at the end.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of excited to hear them now. But I'll let the group as the whole decide.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I'm okay to hear them all right now.
All right. Okay, so the five things that are in the poor bank are the signet ring of a prominent... noble house. It's either a cunning recreation or the actual thing may be stolen at some point.
Okay.
A list of nobles to watch out for, that if shown to the Baron, will be a number of known Vesper agents that have been operating in noble circles. The Baron himself is not on that list.
Of course.
Ooh, not notable enough.
That's got a sting.
It's almost like I try to keep on the down low or something.
But you're not flexing with the drip enough, Baron.
It's almost like I don't want to flex with the drip.
A sealed letter addressed to the regent.
Oh. Graham is going to look at that one specifically.
Yeah.
But maybe once we're all done with everything.
Okay. Number of financial papers showing basically majority shareholdership of several companies in the city.
Okay.
And a skull.
Oh, yeah. Is it a magical skull?
You don't know.
Is it a human skull?
Can't I tell? I have magic.
You have magic, but not that kind of magic. That's...
Damn it.
Yeah, you were not traved as a gravedigger.
Damn it. Alright, fair enough.
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay. So, meanwhile, Baron, you're on your on your third rotation through, and you go to the cop bank, and the bank manager, Mr. Kingston, asked you, what happened to the guards that were with you in your during the first transfer? They haven't come back yet.
Oh, we made the deliveries and then went our separate ways. I have business to attend to today. I assume that maybe they stopped to get some food. Look, I'm
just... Give me a roll to lie to the bank.
Okay, that'll be probably sneaky, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to spend a fate point on the plan in order to make that into a reroll, actually. And that brings it up to a plus four.
All right. So, okay. He seems to accept your answer, but you realize that the longer this takes, the more suspicious become of those guards not showing back up.
Okay, I'll tell Jack this.
I assume we can meet up. Can I go and meet up with the bank manager, Mr. Kingston?
Okay. You can give me a sneaky roll to manipulate him into not worrying about these extra guards.
Yeah, well, I'll straight up tell him. I'll be like those guards are completely useless. I demand that they be fired. Like, after the delivery, they simply left us and they went to go drink at a layabout's bar. And that's a plus one, plus seven, so plus eight.
Okay. A plus eight. The bank manager says, "Oh well, I'm so sorry." Well, those guards don't work for me. They are, you know, city guards, but I will definitely have words with their supervisors. Here, let me make sure that when the next shipment goes out, I'll have three more guards ready standing by to escort the ship.
Boss, I don't trust your guards anymore. We'll be using our own private security. It's much more reliable than your booze hounds that you've been sending with us.
Of course, sir. Sorry, sir.
And yeah, keep on rolling.
Okay. Which set of safety deposit boxes are you going after next?
Let's go to the rich bank.
Okay.
And in order to get into the rich bank a little bit easier, I'm going to get a small bag of about maybe... How much was the bribe that was given to me?
Let's say 500.
Yeah, coin. I'm gonna give a price of about 300 coins in a small bag, and upon meeting the Mr. Bank, wasn't it?
Keith Banks, yes.
Yeah, Mr. Banks. I'm gonna mention
I know Mr. Banks. I know that it's not as luxurious as it comes from here, but I think that you should share in the fine accounting that we've been doing today. Just so you know, we've been doing very well, and the bank should be very happy with each other. And their numbers should any accounting come up.
A small wink.
And he says, well, of course. Also, he will take the bag and then pull out another bag and say, as you know, there have been some small accounting errors with some of these transfers. I wouldn't want any of this to go missing." And he's giving you the portion that he's been skimming off of all these transfers you guys have been making.
Thank you. You know how judicious I am about making sure these numbers add up properly, I might add.
Of course.
And
Then I'll say, there is one other bit of advice or accounting that needs to be handled. Five very important boxes. And I'll sort of slide the five spider keys over to him and say, I think you know which ones. They're being recalled to a central location at the Tyne. I'm going to need to have them taken out.
Yeah, and he will just take out the bank's master key, just hand it over to you. Of course.
Thank you.
Let's get and the proper business done in it before pleasantries, I suppose.
Absolutely, and then perhaps a cognac.
Of course. I'll get a bottle sent for once the day's business is done.
Oh, I look forward to it. We'll loot. I don't think I'll go for any more besides the five boxes, even though we have the master key.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of just need to get through this.
Restraint from you?
It's like in Payday. It'd be like I'm gonna risk it all just to get this one safety deposit box. You know,
and that's how we all die.
Yeah.
Look, you got to get that achievement with the hockey team.
What do we get? John?
Okay. Yeah. So, the first box has trade route papers, but not regular trade routes. And I'll say that specifically, John would recognize these as the smuggling routes that the Red Lotus getting things in and out of Dusk City.
Oh, God. Brother, are we sure we want to do this?
Why wouldn't we? We're not handing these over to anybody that we don't know. Pack them up.
Okay.
The spider hands?
I mean, we're taking these trade routes, Ari, out of spider hands, putting them back into quasi-Red Lotus hands.
So the next one is a stack of immigration papers. They are all marked with a circle mark on them. Inside that you suspect is just a record of people who have come into Dusk City that they are suspecting have ties to the circle. In there you find the immigration papers for one Yaroslav Reznikov.
Ah, look, it's our resident explosive expert. And I'll sort of like poke at that one a little bit and put the rest of them away.
The next box has a promissory note from several major moneylenders.
It sounds like you guys are finding out quite a bit. You'll definitely have to get Yaroslav caught up when he rejoins the group and stuff.
Oh yeah, well, like literally just assume that we are going to, like, unless Jack directly says I'm not going to tell Yaroslav about this thing. Assume that there's a like 20-minute gap in every single meeting up where we literally go like, okay, and this is
we run to Spider Bank, meet up, talk, and then go on our ways.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like we pick up the medieval equivalent of a telephone. And we're just, like, we're sending, like, scribbling notes to each other and shit.
I will say, Graham will probably hide the letter from the Regent. Since Graham is technically the one picking stuff up.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Well, I assume that Jack would have seen it, though, because Jack is opening up all these boxes beforehand. Oh, no, wait, okay, no. Sorry, Jack is opening up these boxes. The ones that the second ones, the trade routes, the immigration papers, the promissory note. I'm opening up these ones at the bank because he gave me the key for it there. Because he just expects me to be like stealing these, essentially, I think.
Yeah.
But I assume the first one with like the sealed letter addressed to the Regent is important for you. So you can have that one without letting us know.
All right. In the next one is a. An intricately locked box with obvious alchemical security.
Oh, okay. Well, that is secured.
And the last one is a large jewel-encrusted spider brooch.
Spider brooch?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Nice. So, oh, yeah, sorry, John. We were talking, and Tyler mentioned that basically, since he's the one who's going to be picking up the first set of items, the one from the poor bank, that he was going to be keeping the
sealed letter to the region.
Yeah, secret from the rest of the party.
Okay, so
for now, at least.
Mm-hmm. All right, are you going to read it or?
Do you want to read it now?
Once all the items are done, because I don't want to interrupt that too much.
Okay, sure.
And yeah, that's and the other ones I'm taking because I'm picking them up directly from the rich bank.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. So you pick those up directly from the rich bank. All right. So now we're gonna go back to Yaroslav. So Yaroslav, you've been basically packing gold out of the spider bank, getting that all prepped and ready while all the spiders wobble around woozily.
Yep. Just, hastily just doing my work, making sure that, I can get as much gold on me before getting out of there, before they start coming to their senses.
Yeah, so while you're doing that, you hear the ding of the elevator opening.
Yep, I freeze, and basically I take the gun out of the bag that I have, and I aim it towards the elevator, watching.
Okay, well, The first thing that happens is the elevator doors open and some of the gas goes into it. You hear coughing and hacking sound.
Okay, good.
And then nothing.
Nothing as in...
You don't hear anything.
I mean, no, like, not the sound of a bunch of people hitting the floor of the elevator, or...
No.
Okay, all right, I guess. Is the gas... Do I see through the gas at all, or is it so thick that it's impossible to look through?
It's pretty thick. Like, you guys had to really, like stuff this place to make sure everyone got got dosed enough to be
knocked
taken
out.
We totally. we also like tied them up, didn't we?
Yes, you did tie up everyone.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. So in that case, I am going to carefully move towards the elevator, gun in hand, and so I've got the gun in one hand, and my other hand is close to my belt, ready to start pulling out bombs if I need to. And I'm going to investigate the elevator to see what the hell's going on.
All right. See, the elevator operator slumped against the elevator control.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. Just to double check, what floor am I on right now?
I don't remember if we gave a specific floor number. You're like somewhere in the middle of the building.
Okay. If I were to look at the controls for the elevator, could I figure out how to properly operate them to get back down to the first floor?
Yeah, it's a lever.
Okay, good.
It's so just an old-timey elevator. You know, the lever goes up, down, and neutral.
Okay, cool. It's not a situation where I have to, like, either figure it out or wake the guy up to get him to ferry me around. Okay.
It's a convenience thing, like pumping your own gas.
Okay. In that case, all right.
It's also like you don't put the elevator up when you're on the top floor.
Mm.
Because, you know, it's all mechanical and you'll just probably cause the motor become overtaxed and then plummet to your doom.
Mm.
All right.
To do that.
Yeah, totally. All right. So I am going to tie up that guy as well, if he's unconscious, just to make sure. And then I'm going to continue getting the gold out of the vault.
All right.
I sure hope somebody didn't leave that elevator.
You know what? While I'm tying him up, I'm going to look around, like, to see if there's any sign that anybody has been, like, you know, has exited the elevator right as it came up or anything like that.
Give me a roll.
Okay, so I'm gonna say that this is a careful roll. So let's see here. That is a flat zero.
Okay.
Well, everything's fine.
Okay, so I'm just going to continue tying him up. I make sure to secure the knot super good. Then I'm just going to head back over and I'm going to continue loading up on the gold because nothing is wrong.
Yep, definitely nothing is wrong.
Okay, so as I'm humming to myself, as I continue loading everything up, what happens next?
Nothing. You're good.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Then in that case, once all the gold is fully loaded up, I heft it up and, get it in hand. Then I head over to the elevator and I am going to head back down to the first floor.
Yeah, sure. You can do that.
Sweet. Okay. And when the elevators open on the first floor, what does it look like outside? Like on the first floor of the building itself?
I mean, no different than when you came in.
Good, 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 good. Okay, then I'm just going to head on out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. What did we get in the... We got the keys, right? In
yes.
The spider bank.
Okay. Yes, the spider bank had the keys to the other bank.
Okay.
Treasures beyond your wildest imagination.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Is there any more complications for the Baron?
Not yet. So you hang to Cop Bank?
Yep, Cop Bank. Even though, even though all of a sudden Jack Silverberg is like, I sense something. Something that reminds me of a zero roll.
Mm-hmm.
Probably nothing. He'll go to the Cop Bank. And yeah, when he gets there, he'll go,
it's you. I remember you. I just complained to you.
Yes, Mr. Thatcher.
Yes, I'm here for more things, unfortunately. We have several safety deposit boxes that are unfortunately highly secretive. Their contents are a mystery, even to myself, but today I have been ordered to recall them to their maiden bank in the Crown's Tyne. Here are their keys, and I'll sort of put the five keys down, and their numbers.
Yeah, and he'll say, of course, sir. Would you like me to go fetch the contents for you?
No, never mind. I shall go myself. If you would like to help me transport them out, that would be most helpful. I could use a small carrying case for the lot of them.
Yes, I'll organize that for you.
All right. And so what are we getting here?
Okay. So the first one is a map of the sewers of Dusk City.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a forgotten stuff there.
Yeah, with certain places circled with the that you can guess means that the forgotten are that you the forgotten, you think they're probably forgotten safe houses or passages, maybe. Basically, information that would be very useful to tracking or cracking down on the Forgotten's activities. The second one is a list of drinking establishments that Jack would find very familiar.
Crane's Row?
Yep. It's all the places that Crane is known to work out of.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Strange drinking places.
The next one is it's kind of like just a list of crimes committed against the Crown and the guard. You're not quite sure. This might have something to do with maybe the Night Wardens, the Wardens of the Night.
Did you say it's crimes of the City of the Guard? What?
Crimes perpetuated against the Crown or the Guard, specifically. Okay. Like someone's trying to find a pattern in that.
Okay. City Guard. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
The next one is, it is a list of, it seems to be, various, theaters and other places of entertainment. You're gonna guess probably related to the Mummers in some way, shape, or form.
Okay.
And the final one is a map of the family's of the cartel's of the family's holdings on the canal. And you notice that some of them are noted as paid off.
Paid off. Okay.
Yep. And that's everything.
All right. There's a shit ton of new leads for us to follow eventually. I guess that pretty much finishes everything up.
Yeah. So, Baron, you're moving on to take... you're on your fourth trip around. You're hitting the rich bank. And you're like just about to step inside when I need you to roll to defend against an attack from a ranged weapon.
Oh boy. Would that be careful to notice it in time?
Sure.
All right. That is a +3.
All right. Yeah. So, you are going to take 2 stress. As you are winged by a thrown knife, the person who is throwing it looks to be wearing the garb of a member of the family. But I'll say that with the Baron's keen eye for detail, you can tell that this is more of a costume than it is a uniform.
All right. In that case, so we're technically like, since we're working for the Crown and we're armored guards, like armored car guards, are we allowed to carry firearms?
No. Okay. Only spiders are allowed to do that.
Okay. I like actual guardsmen, not us.
Yeah.
All right. In that case, I'm gonna look to my, my little entourage of many jacks and say, we have to get them. They're going to. Seems we've got some criminals on our tail, and try to, and I'm going to. Did like the knife stick into the wall next to us?
Sure.
I'm gonna try like ripping it out and throwing it back at this guy.
Sure.
Probably gonna be a quick. Not my best. Doesn't matter. That is a 0.
That knife goes really wide. You were playing the role of beleaguered accountant very well.
All right.
So the mini jacks will pull guns because that's the only like thing that they've got. And will attempt to shoot this person.
They've definitely been trained to do it very stealthily, though.
Yeah, there's only so much stealth you can put into a firearm, though.
Yeah, like you can be like, bang! Oh, look over there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Both of their shots miss. The mini jacks rolled real bad.
Who the fuck trained these kids? Oh, right. My brother.
Hey, I taught them how to shoot properly, not stealthily.
In charge of aiming.
Apparently, they were drunk during the lessons. I blame you.
I mean, look, there's only so much you can do when you roll a -3, so...
Did they both roll -3s?
No, one of them did. The other one didn't roll great either, though. So, so they're gonna need like a round to reload because flintlock.
Oh joy.
At least the guards are coming now.
I mean, yeah, the guards are definitely gonna be showing up soon. But this guy seems to really, really want the Baron dead for some reason. So he's going to throw a one more knife as a parting shot before booking it.
Okay, I guess I'll have to quick out of the way. Now's when my dice fail me, so that's going to be... cancel. That's going to be another 0.
Man, we suck.
Well, take 4 stress.
It's not when you fill up. When you fill up and then take another damage.
It's when you can't fill up. You're out.
In that case, I will fill up for that 4 and just.
Yeah. But yeah, that seemed real weird, and that like maybe this guy's onto you. Maybe something. but is on to you because they specifically went after you.
You know what? Can I actually spend my last point on a leverage flashback?
Sure.
Suspecting that, like, knowing that I'm not the best at combat and that I've got two children with guns by my side, I didn't think I'd actually need any help. So I ended up, like, talking to some circle people, since we live in a circle place, to just kind of, like, tail me as muscle, and, like, if anyone tries to attack me, try and stop them. Or if you can't stop them, try and capture them. Like, don't come out and just beat them up, but once if I look like I'm about to die, stop them. If they run away, chase after them and try and capture them. We can interrogate them later.
All right. Yeah. So the you're pretty sure the circle guys are on that, but we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. You can find us on Tumblr at listentothesenerds.tumblr.com or on Twitter at LTTNcast. All our music is sourced from incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. You can email us at listentothesenerds@gmail.com.